candidates before three. This is Randall Carlisle, CKLW 2020 News.
10, 9, we have ignition sequence start.
We have ignition on the pad.
Building up to 7.7 million pounds of thrust. We have a launch commit and we have a liftoff. The swing arm is moving back. The Saturn V lifting off the pile.
Saturn V is lifting very, very slowly off the pad. Now just cleared the top of the gantry. It is now climbing up into the heavens, and a billowing cloud of smoke is coming from the vicinity of the launch pad. As now it gets higher, it's about three times as high as the launch complex right now, and climbing agonizingly, ever so slowly, into this beautiful Florida sky.
Apollo 16 is on its way to the moon, a perfect liftoff, and right now the three astronauts are in orbit around the Earth. In 45 minutes, another rocket blast will send them toward the moon and a Thursday touchdown. Flooding on the freeways, and that spells trouble for that Sunday drive.
Bad news on just about all the freeways. Here's what happens. Litter, old milk cartons, comic strips that have piled up all along the freeways all winter, get washed along by the torrents of rain, plug up the drained gutters, and once that happens, these freeway low-lying areas turn into instant river. The water just sits there till county road workers dressed in high rubber trout boots wade in and unplug the drains. At last word, the worst flooding at the Chrysler near Mack, the Southfield all through that below-level stretch, Davison at third. Here on the northbound Telegraph near Plymouth, they're just about starting to catch up on a bad flood. You're best to forget about an easy drive on the freeways today. Very long taps just about everywhere. Steve Madeley, 2020 News.
Peace freaks hopping mad right now. The U.S. command in Saigon has just announced that American bombers actually hit the outskirts of Hanoi. Bob Brenner of the Detroit Coalition to End the War.
There are more bombers now in Vietnam. More Vietnamese people are being killed than ever before. The Nixon administration has lied to the American people. And we're going to have the massive, most massive turnout as possible in New York City on April 22nd to demonstrate to the Nixon administration that the American people will not tolerate his lies anymore and will not shed any more American blood to be killed in a war that we cannot win.
Detroit policeman Dennis Richardson in fair condition after being stabbed by a wild knife-wielding woman. Patrolman Bert Moll tells the Big 8 how the whole thing started.
A scout car from the 13th Precinct observed a vehicle being driven in an erratic manner. They stopped the car at John R. and Owen. One officer was talking to the driver of the car and was informing him that he was under arrest and would have to go to the station. The man swung at the officer and a struggle ensued.
Then the woman jumped out of the car and plunged her knife in the officer's lower right side, Sam Morris and Waldine Anderson cooling off behind bars. News like that can be cash in your pocket. A call to the Big 8 hotlines put you in the running for the weekly cash award and the annual presentation of $1,000. In Windsor, phone 254-CKLW and Detroit 961-NEWS. Bad news, Ontario boozers. The price of liquor, wine, and beer jumps tomorrow. Winos get hit the hardest.
The increase will amount to 15 cents on a bottle of Canadian wine costing under $2 and 20 cents for bottles over $2. By comparison, more expensive imported wines will increase only 10 cents or, in a few cases, 15 cents a bottle. A case of 24 bottles of beer increases 35 cents to $5.50 and a 12-bottle case will go up 20 cents to $2.95. Prices for a popular brand of liquor in the $5 to $7 range will increase 10 to 35 cents. In Toronto, this is Ron Grimster, 2020 News.
Big battles shaping up in the Democratic Party, two separate functions in the Motor City. If you go by attendance, George Wallace is more popular than McGovern, Humphrey, and Muskie combined. At Cobo, the big three knocked the new bombing in Vietnam. Hubert Humphrey knocked George Wallace.
And it was a great day. An hour and a half down, an hour and a half back, and an hour there. And I want to tell you right now that things are going to happen in Alabama while George is away out eating chicken out here at the fairgrounds.
But George packed in 10,000 people with a down-home country show. He still says busing is a big issue in Michigan, and he blasted just about everyone in Washington.
I'm fed up. Because we used to say in Washington, if you stopped those folks with their important-looking briefcases, you would find, when you opened them, that about all they had in them was a peanut butter sandwich. That's about all they had.
Irene McCabe and her anti-busing mother spending Sunday in Flintstone, Maryland. Irene says she'll make it to Washington April 27th. CKLW News Time, 2:44. In sports, Mother Nature making the baseball season even shorter. The Tiger-Red Sox game has been washed out and the Milwaukee-Cleveland battle also canceled. Next game Tuesday night in Baltimore and Joe Coleman's expected to handle mound duties. 2020 Sports asks Coleman if he can go a full nine innings.
Maybe in a week or so after we get our rhythm down, a little bit more strength in our legs, we might be able to. But right now, I'd be satisfied with 6 or 7 good innings.
Eddie Brinkman, the star in yesterday's 3-2 ball game, knocking out a 2-run homer. He tells the Big 8 the Boston pitcher was throwing easy.
Last year I did a lot of struggling, and I didn't have a very good year at all. And they were getting me out pretty easy, so I wasn't overly surprised that they would pitch to me. And I'm just glad that I got a pitch to hit and I hit it.
Stanley Cup action continues today. New York battling Chicago in the opener of that semifinal, and St. Louis going against Minnesota, the winner taking the quarterfinal series. CKLW, first in the Motor City with 2020 News.
Michael Jackson. On Motown now. Let the superstar be where you are.
KLW weather just ahead of much more music and Pat Holiday. Rain all day, partial clearing tonight, high 59, low 37. Monday partly cloudy and warmer, high 65. The current temperature 46 degrees, Sarnia 42, Cleveland 58, Toledo 56. This is Randall Carlisle, 2020 News.
CKLW.